last time we came out here, it was wet and I had to stop back there, but...
Just past Highway 6 off of South 3rd Street, there's a small gravel road that quickly turns to dirt. A barbed wire fence lines its path and eventually gives way to a row of trees. These are the telltale signs of rural Texas.
Now, can you imagine graves up in here?
Nope.
That's retiree Sharon McNary. Along with her friend Rita Hogan, she's documented some 120 cemeteries in McLennan County, from larger multi-acre cemeteries down to single grave ones in cow pastures. In total, they estimate there are roughly 200 cemeteries in the county. The one we're in today, New Zion, is a collection of various family lots and some single graves dating back to the late 1800s. The two are here to record and photograph gravestones. They'll add this information to findagrave.com, a website dedicated to creating a virtual resource for anyone looking to find the final resting place of family members or friends. For McNary, her interest in doing all of this started when she began maintaining her family's records, adding photos and obituaries for them to findagrave.com. Soon, she then began adding information for every other person buried at that cemetery.
It's just an untangling of secrets and looking and digging.
Hogan's interest in the project came from her work with the McLennan County Cemetery Interest Group. Each week, the two head out for about 4 hours searching for and tracking down cemeteries.
When we go out trying to just find the location and the physical address and the GPS address, we don't always go in there and photograph every grave. It's a searching for the cemetery. Then we're planning to go back in the future and photograph.
On subsequent visits, like today's to New Zion, they'll start documenting each grave.
There's another one, yeah.
Yeah, they're everywhere out here.
If there's no visible marker, like a gravestone, Hogan says you can also spot a grave by looking for areas where the ground sinks, or by looking for vegetation that wouldn't normally grow in the wild.
This vine here, my mother called it grave vine. It's also, it's got another name for it, but when you go to these old cemeteries, you see it here, and it's something that was planted by people. It's not a naturally occurring plant, but it does a real good job of covering things up.
When they find a gravestone, they'll first take a picture, then try to clean it up a bit using a brush, and sometimes they'll rub chalk or flour over the engraving. This helps them read the name.
See how it'll bring out the letters where you can read the name now. Charlotte. Stringfellow. Oh, this is Stringfellow. Charlotte Stringfellow. Okay.
Have you heard this name before?
No, but I can read it. So that's exciting, because otherwise we can't find any information on her. If we just have a headstone, we can't read.
Collectively, the duo has added information on nearly 20,000 people to find a grave, contributing more than 26,000 photos to the website. But it hasn't been easy. Hogan says early on, there wasn't much attention given to record keeping.
They didn't really start keeping records of deaths until about 1908, and they didn't really get serious about it until about 1920. Mm-hmm. So before 1920, it's very hit or miss if there's going to be a death certificate to look at. Some parts of the county were very good at it, and some of them, they're non-existent.
Normally, Texas death certificates will have a place of burial printed on them, but if it's not there, Hogan and McNary will research. In fact, that's what most of their week consists of. Hours and days spent at home or the library looking through records. The two do this because, yes, it helps them actively spend their retirement, but it's also important to them. Hogan explains.
Well, I think every grave represents a history of that person, of that family, and their community that they grew up in. There are so many little communities that don't exist anymore that those people were part of.
And their efforts are ensuring that those histories aren't forgotten. With KWBU, I'm Carlos Morales.